a Chinese immigration consultant, who has an office in Vancouver, is in custody in Shanghai, according to various Chinese language media reports. Linda Mayhe, president of the Weilian Overseas Consulting Group Inc., is accused of illegal foreign exchange trading involving more than RMB 100 million or $18.6 million in Canadian funds. The reports say that he, 54, was one of five suspects arrested, but one of two that were detained. Her company, Weilian, services wealthy immigrant investors and claims to be one of China's largest immigration intermediaries with offices in major Chinese cities, including Shanghai, Beijing, Guangzhou and Shenzhen, as well as Hong Kong, New York, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Sydney, Singapore and Vancouver. A phone call to the number listed for the Vancouver office went to a mobile account that has yet to be formatted. Ernst & Young profiled He in 2018 as part of its annual Top Asia-Pacific Female Entrepreneurs. The bio on the EY website said she had more than 500 employees in 30 branches across the Asia-Pacific, North America, Europe and Oceania. To satisfy the evolving demand of Chinese families for overseas investment, Weilian proactively created a service loop covering overseas investment and lifestyles, promoting cultural integration for investors and assisting investors' children to study abroad, plan their careers and deal with adolescence, said the EY bio for He. It also said that he has been involved in several philanthropic ventures, been a keynote speaker at international forums on business and migration and was the only Chinese expert invited to edit the EB5 Handbook, a guide for investors and developers. British Columbia's corporate registry shows an entry for Weilian Overseas Consulting Group Inc. and two related companies, Weilian Education Group Inc. and Weilian Investment Group Inc., which both name Xu Weibiao as a director. A source familiar with Weilian said that Xu, who also uses the English name Sean, is his husband and lists a residential address in Arbutus Ridge on the corporate registrations. The company's website, translated to English, says Weilian advocates the lifestyle of immigration without emigration, and does special research on rapid immigration, constantly breaking its own fast record. American customers can pass in 2 days at the earliest, Weilian boasts. With the approval of the Immigration Bureau, Australian customers can be approved by the state government as soon as 1 day, Canadian customers can land in Vancouver as soon as 1 month, and European customers can get an investment residence visa as soon as 5 days without going abroad. The company website also claimed Weilian has participated in more than 100 investment projects in the U.S. Weilian Investment Group has also been active politically in B.C. Elections B.C. shows a $1,000 donation to the B.C. Liberals, now known as B.C. United, dated November 30, 2016. From the company, via Principal Officer Xin Wang. Then Premier Christy Clark and International Trade Minister Theresa Watt held a winter celebration and fundraising gala at the River Rock Casino Show Theater in Richmond on November 26, 2016. Clark and Watt met during the same week with visiting executives from China Poly Group, one of China's biggest state-owned conglomerates. Twitter.com/BobMackin. Editor's note. This article was updated to clarify that an initial reference to Arbutus meant Arbutus Ridge.